It's 422.
So how much work did you get done today? And how much time did you spend clicking on those online deals?
Well, let's ask Jennifer Waters, Chicago Bureau Chief for MarketWatch.com. Hiya, Jennifer.
Hello, Hillary and Sean. So, it was a busy day for a lot of people today.
No fooling. Cyber Monday, and folks were clicking on this stuff whether they were at home or at work. Fill us in.
That's right. Well, I've got some numbers out of the IBM benchmark that they do, and they're saying that the as of 3 p.m. Eastern time, that sales were up 25.6% for this, versus a year ago. So, that's a pretty big increase. They're looking at total sales that will be over $1 billion, and that's, you have to remember that on Black Friday, online sales climbed over $1 billion too. So it's been a pretty brisk selling for the first weekend of the holiday.
Mm-hmm. Is it because of better convenience, or is it because of better deals? Do we have a way of figuring out why more people are going the cyber route?
Well, I think it's both of what you just said, Sean. I think it is convenience. I think it is some better deals. I think a lot of the retailers are certainly more sophisticated about how they do their online, channel right now. And they look at their online channel as a complement to their in-store, to the bricks and mortar. I have to tell you, 10 years ago, and even, less than that, covering retail, and you'd listen to these retailers talk about online like it was just an afterthought. And now you're looking at how much it drives sales for them. But another thing I think that's important is that so many more people are so much more comfortable shopping online now. It's just you wouldn't get my mother to shop online, but my daughter, who wasn't shopping online 5 years ago, is doing it now all the time.
We have 30 seconds left. Some people who shop online still worry about privacy issues and credit card information. What do they need to know?
Well, they need to be very careful about it, and certainly never use a debit card online because you don't have the same type of protections that you would with your credit card. But also just be careful about, a lot of times too, don't keep your credit card online with the store. Don't let them store it for you, because that opens you up to possibilities too of it getting stolen. And just be very aware of what kind of passwords you have, and to make sure your passwords are different. And gosh, I know that's hard to do, but you got to do it, because you your passwords are the same, and that opens you up to a whole web of identity theft.
Mm-hmm. All right, good to talk to you again, Jennifer. Thanks so much.
Thank you both.
Take care. Jennifer Waters, Chicago Bureau Chief for MarketWatch.com.